98.7.
All right, let's move on to this then. The terms of we're talking about the unemployment situation and the earlier on with the retrenchments due to happen here that are imminent in the post office. Well, on a positive note here, the Wholesale and Retail Sector Education and Training Authority, or the WNR-SETA, in collaboration with the Skukuni TVET College, will today be launching the Skukuni Skills Development Center in the Groblersdal in Limpopo. Dr. Bladen Zimande, who is the Minister of Higher Education, Science and Innovation, will deliver the keynote address and officially launch the center. The WNR-SETA has been facilitating education and skills development in the wholesale and retail sector for over two decades, boasting several groundbreaking and innovative programs and creating jobs. Let's hear more about this. I have on the line the Chief Executive Officer of the Wholesale and Retail Sector Education and Training Authority, Tom Mkwanazi. Mr. Mkwanazi, good morning and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Tabiso, and your listeners at home. Thank you.
Right. Tell us about these, skills development center that will be launched today. Just give us a little bit more about what actually it's all about.
So the Skills Development Center was obviously approved by the CETA, and we invested an amount of about 146 million rands. And this skills center has got a retail hub, it's got agriculture, farming, mechanical workshops, so that it can assist young people in the community so that they can get skills, and those skills will therefore assist in creating employment. We know that, like you were indicating earlier, that we've got a huge unemployment rate in South Africa. And one of the reasons why we have got the high employment rate is because a lot of our young people have got matric or a diploma or a qualification from a university, but they do not have the skills. And TVET colleges are very key in creating artisans and also giving skills to young people. So generally, that's what we are doing with this with this center and the investment that we've put into our skills development programs.
Mm. What are the types of skills that, I see this is a partnership with the Skukuni TVET College. And what are the types of skills that, the center will be offering? And who are these targeted at?
Well, it's mainly targeted for young people that are probably finishing high school or, leaving grade 10. Who really want to acquire skills in artisan programs. But over and above the artisan programs, we also have got a retail hub where we are focusing on the retail sector, because there's also a farming hub that we've created also in the center, including the agro-processing, because Skukuni is a rural area. So we're hoping that there will be a lot of wide range of skills that are required by the community. Not far from Groblersdal, where we are, there's also mining taking place in that particular area. So we're looking at a variety of skills, not only in retail, but some of the skills that are required by the wholesale and retail, like your mechanical engineering, where you have to fix tractors and all those things.
Give us an example or a sense of what the intervention here by the CETA, what it will be adding or to enhance what the TVET College has already been offering up to now. Is this completely new skill set that you are looking to bring in here, or is this enhancing what there's already been at the TVET College?
I think we are enhancing what the TVET College has already been doing by providing a center, a space where young people can get opportunity. We are also, as part of this center, going to have a trade test center. You would remember that we've got a trade center at at Olifantsfontein. So it means people from Sekhukhune and the surrounding don't have to now drive all the way to Wiruleni to go and do a trade to do a trade test. So we are creating all those opportunities so that, you know, our young people don't have to move into rural, into urban areas and live, because the skills are required in the rural area. So that's one of the things that we are looking at, because we know that in urban areas like Wiruleni and Johannesburg and so on, there are limited opportunities. Let's create opportunities in those rural areas where people are.
Sekhukhune is the one that's been launched today. What are the plans for other areas around the country?
We've got a number of other other skill centers that we're looking at. On Tuesday, we are opening one in Ritz with the community college, where we are spending about 100 million. So the project is almost 70% completion. We've got another one in Eastern Cape in Tabankulu area, where we are investing about 80 million rands. And we're also looking at the skill center there. We've got one in KZN that we've just approved as a theater in the Inanda area. So we've got a number of them. I can go on and on.
Okay. Yeah. And the money that you the monies that you're alluding to that are being spent on these various centers here, is what does it go to? What is it allocated to? Just explain to us how that money is then actually utilized.
So the remember, CETA facilitates skills development. So we don't necessarily do the projects ourselves. So we do them through project implementers like the TVET colleges, community colleges, private providers. So what we do is that we then provide a grant to a TVET college or a community college. However, we have to monitor that the funds are utilized and the programs are going to where they are supposed to go to. So we've got a governance framework that we've put in place, and we're quite happy about this particular project. It's been successful. It's going well. It was finished before time. It was supposed to be finished by 2025. We've done it in record time.
And this is an initiative by the college. In other words, does the college have to apply to the CETA for the funding? Is that how it works?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. So as a CETA, we do open windows where we request all these institutions to make an application. And if the application is compelling, we will then fund that. Obviously, we've got certain focuses that we are looking at. We're looking at dealing with issues of socioeconomic development. We're looking at rural areas where there are no opportunities. So, okay. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Right. No, thank you so much for talking to us. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
That's the Chief Executive Officer of the Wholesale and Retail Sector Education and Training Authority, Tom Mkwanazi, bringing us to 8 o'clock.
Power News.
Top stories at 8. ANC defends decision to haul Zuma before disciplinary committee.
There's a narrative out there that suggests